Welcome to another AAT podcast. In this podcast, I am discussing the issue of annual staff parties as we approach the festive season and need to think ahead in terms of booking our functions and budgeting for the true cost, including, of course, any income tax and Class 1, Class 1A, or Class 1B national insurance contribution implications. So let me begin with a rhyme. Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Please put a pound or two in the taxman's hat. Or do we really need to do that? Do we really need to pay the taxman anything at all? Of course, we might have to do that if we get it wrong. And we should be able to avoid paying anything at all if we think ahead, at least into some of the functions or gifts that we'll be considering. How much will the income tax in Class 1, Class 1A or Class 1B NICs cost be for that Christmas present, or the party, or the New Year ball that your employer or your client might want to give or provide to employees, perhaps as a gesture of goodwill for the festive season? As AAT members that have attended or will attend the coming Business Expenses CPD courses will hear, I am always going to say how important it is to remember the added cost of non-business expenditure and to consider the possibility of a tax exemption for removing that tax cost. And let's start at the beginning in terms of what our tax laws will permit. To be tax deductible or allowable, the expenditure must be expenses incurred wholly, exclusively, and necessarily in the performance of the duties, which clearly a seasonal gift or a party cannot be. The cost of travelling to or from home for a staff function, indeed even for a corporate function, is not an expense that is necessarily incurred on travelling in the performance of the duties of the employment. Neither is it expenses that are attributable to the employee's necessary attendance at any place in the performance of the duties of the employment. Employees may be performing on the dance floor, but they will not be performing in the duties of the employment. What that means is that we have to rely on a specific tax exemption if the liability is to be removed from the employee. I will touch briefly on a PAYE settlement agreement, or PSA, as a means of an employer picking up the tax bill for the employees. But AAT members can access the more detailed podcasts on PAYE settlement agreements for more information.